Welcome to season 1B, episode 81 of The Hate Napkin. I'm your co-host, Eric, joining you from the armpit of the devil's asshole, Columbia, South Carolina. We are also joined by our special guest, Paul, into the center square. Oh, sorry, she's not here. But
I'm
see
not here.
She's here. Carla from...
wherever the hell I am today. Get off my lawn.
Get off your lawn there in Burnt Carn, Alabama. Carn. Burnt Carn.
Burnt Carn.
Alabama. And we're also... So this is the Hate Napkin, where we share all things that we hate, minus religion and politics, which will get you...
mostly each other.
Which will get you in the penalty box. Unless you have a really good zinger, then we'll let you get away with it, just maybe. Well, I think we're going to start off the Hate Napkin today with a little daylight savings hate whenever we get around to airing episode 81 of season 1B. Oh, by the way, we're brought to you by Anchor FM. You too can put on the anti-penultimate worst rated pod. We're not sponsored by them anymore.
No.
No, they don't like us.
All right. We're so far related.
No, I actually think they don't exist anymore. So now it's Spotify. It's just Spotify.
Apple Podcast.
We're so bad, ladies and gentlemen, that
we killed Anchor.
Well, be that as it may, we remain the anti-penultimate worst-rated podcast in the nation, next to Andy Dick and some other stupid show. So here we go. Today is daylight savings. You know, there are a lot of people that really hate on daylight savings. Today we had to turn our clocks ahead. Or last night. I'm not one of those haters. It's fine. I mean, I'm 50 years old. It's been a part of life. You guys can hate it if you want. I don't care if others hate it. But here's what I do hate about daylight savings is that invariably there's some clock in the house or in the car that you forget to turn and don't pay any attention to it. And it's probably like it's like the most obscure time instrument in the house. And one day you'll be puttering along, working on something, and you'll look at the clock and suddenly go, holy shit, I'm an hour late for whatever it is you're supposed to be doing. And you run off and run around with oh my God, I'm so late. I'm so sorry. And you show up and you're like, what the fuck? You realize that was the one clock in the house that you had forgot to set. No. Thing is, I don't hate daylight savings. How do you guys have opinions on it?
Well, I'm not a fan today.
So for those of you who don't know, of course, Paulie lives in Southeast Asia and asked us if we could do the show, record an hour early today, to which we both said begrudgingly, yeah, we can. Just keep bear in mind it's daylight savings. You're actually asking us to get up 2 hours early.
You didn't mention the 2 hours. You just said it was daylight savings. You didn't say
we did. You can't read.
Should we read the thread to you? Would you like it read aloud?
I'm not really interested in your facts. I think it's more important for me
when
to go by my
become
emotion.
A Republican.
I like it when the source that, okay, listen, this isn't politics, but when your news source tells you they've been lying to you and you still don't believe it, you might have a problem. Remember that old Jeff Foxworthy? You might be a redneck. Yeah, you might have a problem if the source that's been lying to you all this time tells you they've been lying and you still deny they're lying.
Why do people who are told they're being lied to not understand they're being lied to?
Listen, you guys may have a different definition of time, but I say it's 8:30 in the morning.
Well, you have a very fluid relationship with time.
He's got, you know, there's the citizen watch. He's got the sovereign citizen watch.
Ooh.
It's whatever time he wants it to be.
Oh my gosh. I was settling into where they were about to play live and this gal had a big bass and she looked beautiful. And I could see the back of her back. And I think they were going to be really great bands. And I got your messages. And I was like, shit.
Get your ass back. Get on.
I had to go. I had to go home.
If you saw the back of her back, was that like her front?
I thought the back of her back was great, that I sat back in the back of her back to the back corner, and then I got your messages, and they never played because I left.
Well, yeah. I got a call from a girlfriend who had something. She said, "I'm so pissed, I don't want to write it down and memorialize it. Just tell it." And I said, okay. Apparently, twice in the last 2 weeks, her husband has said, "Oh, no, honey, don't cook. I'm going to run out and get something." And then he comes back with, oh, I don't know, groceries, a fresh haircut, you name it. 3 hours later, she's gone to bed, given up on the idea of even getting dinner. And then he sits and guilts her until she gets out of bed and eats a meal she no longer wants to keep from hurting his feelings.
Is he the sound engineer for a podcast?
No, he's the host.
Relate. That's awful. Wait, what do you mean he comes back with groceries? So then she actually has to cook after all?
Oh, no. He'll stop at the store and get some other things that he wants for other meals for the rest of the week. But he'll bring her back cold food that's been sitting in the car for an hour while he decides
that's
to
so
go
thoughtful. Get it. That's so thoughtful of him to like bring back some food. It's so nice of him.
Cold food.
Yeah, this episode is turning into inconsiderate time management, I think, is definitely something on the hate napkin way up. Either Carl is taking the longest drag in the history of tobacco, or her screen is frozen.
Well, my screen must be frozen because mine isn't locked up.
You seriously just took a 1 minute drag. That was kind of entertaining. Okay. So inconsiderate time management probably goes up there above cancer babies. What is this now? Polly's now disappeared. So like I said, inconsiderate webinar management. How did you get moved to the bottom, Polly?
I think she has a legitimate gripe. Was many decades ago married to an Irishman who used to laugh on about being on Irish time. And I would make dinner and sit there until 10 or 11 at night, and he'd come in at 3 a.m., drunk and happy. Couldn't figure out why I wasn't.
Yeah, no, listen. That time management can be a bit of a tricky dick because, you know, I've got Eastern European friends and Caribbean friends, and I literally know that if they say to show up at 7, I know they mean to show up at 8. If we're going to go to a 7 o'clock show, I know I got to tell them be ready by 5 to pick them up at 6. That's a different culture than when you're with people of your own culture and then they just don't show up. That's when it becomes an issue. And then you throw daylight savings on top of it.
Yeah, and it's time. I think if you're Irish and daylight savings, that takes another inch off your small dick.
I guess being from Binghamton, New York is another culture.
Yeah, probably. Where's Binghamton? Is that upstate?
It's not that far from Syracuse.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. So, yeah, that's incredibly rude. She just needs her. That's an easy solution called divorce.
Or I mean, really, you could get a sign for your front lawn that says "Irish need not apply." You know, just for your front lawn.
You've obviously seen my front lawn.
Oh, here we go again, Martha's Vineyard all over again.
Yep. Just pack up everybody you don't like, put them on a plane, and dump them at Martha's Vineyard. No
and
problem.
Drop them in Carla's front lawn.
That's where they all get dumped anyway.
Oh, people are taking a dump on your front lawn. Oh, that's tragic. All right, Polly. So what's your friend's name, by the way? Or does she wish to remain anonymous?
I think she wishes to remain anonymous until she contacts an attorney.
Well, how many people in Binghamton, how many bad marriages could there possibly be in Binghamton?
His parents.
Oh, Lord Almighty. Well, we do feel some empathy, and we'll extend some hatred towards him. How about that? I hope that makes her feel better. Paula, you got anything you hate there in Southeast Asia today?
Holy shit balls. I don't know if this is a Southeast Asia thing or if you guys can fucking relate, but just make a fucking pen that works. We sent people to the fucking moon, okay? And I can't get a goddamn pen that fucking works. Every one of my pens. No, this is what I'm down to be able to write, because the rest of the pen doesn't fucking work. No pen ever fucking works here.
Why are you trying to write things with a heroin needle?
You know what I'm... Either you don't know what I'm talking about, and this is a Southeast Asia thing, or, like, what... Why are we making pens that don't work? Are they all coming from China to torture us? What's going on?
They're actually all, they're all made in China. They're all listening devices that don't have ink. The entire world is a giant. Yeah, I like it. No, I
just flew on a flight with three different pens and all three didn't work. One didn't click. The other one didn't write. And I had to take this one apart to write on the fucking customs thing. So I'm like, I do look like I'm like a fucking drug dealer trying to fill out the form to get into the country. And is this not happening over there?
No, they don't work here either.
No, I a long time ago, I will actually, we have a new advertiser today. I don't know if you knew this. It's called Uniball. I spend the money on these nice Uniball pens. I carry one with me at all times, everywhere. If anybody tries to take this pen, there we go. If anybody tries to take this pen, I will actually stab their eyeballs with it. Because I want a good writing instrument with me at all times.
I buy them by the box.
Yeah. Here we go. Here's the three that I keep at my desk. I've got one each in the car. I've always got one in a pocket. You never know when you need a good writing instrument.
Well, I always knew you had one ball.
You're the
unit. Yeah, a whole box of them.
One from each husband.
You can get anything on Amazon.
Or eBay. You know, they could be used balls.
Speaking of
used balls. And by the way, I did cock rings was not in episode one. You're wrong about that.
It was in episode two. Diamond encrusted cock rings. I remember.
I have another thing that's driving me crazy. And again, I don't think it like relates to you guys being there in Bridgeport, Alabama and Columbia, South Carolina. But these motherfuckers doing their goddamn YouTube videos, and I am just on all of these YouTube videos because they're not asking. They just start filming. I'm like, maybe I don't want to be filmed, whatever, drinking a beer at 11 a.m. at the side of the road in Cambodia, whatever it might be. It's like, well, you know what? You're making $3,000 a month or something on this shit, but I'm not making anything, and certainly none of these fucking Cambodians are making shit from your channel. So, like, they're filming poor people not making money and then capitalizing on it and certainly not giving any to those people. Not, to every goddamn poor person they film, like, oh, they're doing this street food. Woo, everybody look. And they make whatever, $3,000, $4,000 a month. Give nothing to that motherfucking street person. I just wanted a free beer, but yeah.
This video is sponsored by Coca-Cola Tepi.
Yeah, it is.
Minute Maid Tepi is our sponsor, making sure that no street vendor in Southeast Asia has any income.
No, but really, I don't want to be part of your YouTube video. And you should not film people without asking them. It's fucking rude. And you're a bunch of cunts.
True. This is, you got no argument. Actually, it gets even worse. So in the locker room at the gym, you got all these little pipsqueaks doing their TikTok videos, like in the freaking locker room. And it's like, there's, you know, 300 pound naked men popping their zits in the background. You know, please, this.
That's disgusting. Can you send me the TikTok? Do you remember the TikTok? It's terrible. It's awful.
Yeah, no, you really, if you're gonna do your video, you gotta ask permission. You're making money. Here's the deal. You're making money off of it. Yeah. This is actual commerce. And that makes it, in most places, illegal to film somebody. It's a commercial film. Are you making money off of it? Then you better damn get permission. And you know what? You know what we need to start doing? Is suing these people. People who realize they're in somebody's video without permission and they're making money, we need to do what any good American does. Take them to court.
No, do what any good American would do. Slap the phone out of their hand and then shoot them.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what we do?
Or I think you just take a pen that doesn't work and you stab them right in the crane.
My God, this sucker's going to be good for something.
I'm going to make sure they have one ball. It's going to be a uni ball after they take a picture of me.
Do we have time for one more thing?
Paulie, go ahead.
Is you're our time management expert. So I'm in this health kick. I bike every Sunday. I go on like a 27 mile bike ride, and it's there's a particular path that I like down by the river. It's bikes and I was gonna say pedophiles. I mean, it's for bikes and pedestrians. But I can't. I am so sick and tired of people in this culture who don't realize you walk or you, when you're on a shared path, you use the right side, whether it's a walking path, an escalator, a moving walkway, stairs, you take the right side. Stay on the right. Stay on the right. I hate everybody. No,
my favorite is walking down the street and they're walking three abreast, all on their phones, not looking. And you have to step off into the street because they're taking up the entire width of the sidewalk.
Although I do like three abreast.
You would, perv.
Well, my uniball and my three abreast. Somehow we got to four. I just don't get, but okay, that's another thing, by the way, Carl. You're right. People on the nature walkway on their phones not looking up on the wrong side of the path. It's like, okay, why did you choose to walk on this beautiful nature path if you're glued to your phone? I don't get it. Just why? Why not just walk around the neighborhood if you're going to be on your phone? What was the whole point of coming down to walk in nature if you can't?
You know, just being on your phone should be on the hate napkin every week. People on their goddamn phone all the time.
And I hope to God nobody's watching this show on their phone. Well, on a nature path, on the wrong side of the path. Because I am coming for you, and I will mow you down. I remember teaching my daughter, we were going up the escalator at the mall, and she was standing on the left side. I was like, how dare you? She's like, what, Dad? I mean, she was young. I'm like, you can't stand on the left side of the escalator. That is for people passing only. And she looked up and
you're
like,
you're not supposed to walk on an escalator. That's dangerous.
I was going
to
say, there's ones for up and ones for down. It shouldn't matter where you stand on an escalator.
I literally haven't lived in cities with subways and escalators.
Escalators, you're not supposed to walk on the escalator. That's the rule. Okay.
No, you're supposed to stand. No,
stairs are one thing.
Wrong. You're supposed to stand on the right side of the escalator.
Are you talking about the flat one? Like at the airport? that flat one, yeah, it's down on the right. But the ones that go up.
No, and if somebody's in a rush to get to the bus or the subway, they're supposed to leave the left side of the escalator.
Not on the up and down. Not on the up and down. You're not supposed to walk on those.
You're wrong. You got to stay on the right side of the escalator.
This is a great opportunity for one of our three listeners to chime in on. Oh, sorry, Anchor FM doesn't exist anymore. On
but info at thehatenapkin.com does info at YouTube. Yeah, you could send, you could leave a comment on YouTube. Email us at thehatenapkin.com, or you could just stand on the left side of the escalator until one of us shows up and kicks you out of the way.
Okay, I got one more for the hate napkin. Right fighters, people who are wrong and insist they're right, even though two other people are telling them they're wrong.
This is not a democracy. You can be, just because there's two of you that believe the wrong. Listen, if two Fox News.
No, you just sit there in your wrongness and be
What's
wrong.
What's an example? What's an example of this?
I'm not wrong about this. I'm really not wrong. You should stay on the right side of the escalator and let those in a hurry pass you on the left.
I don't think she's talking about it. I think she has a different example.
No, I think she's trying to throw me under the bus.
I think I should mansplain it for her.
I'm trying hard.
Oh, please do. I love it when you do that.
I think...
men can never say a woman's wrong.
Let me tell you what she thinks. Let me tell you what she thinks here. She is not talking about the escalator. She's talking about men who think they're right when they're wrong, and they continue on that path no matter what.
I'm wrong plenty of times, but I'm not wrong about this.
I think let's let Carla explain what, just for fun. We can always edit it out later.
I think we're out of time.
Yeah, we're always out of time when you're wrong, and I'm going to explain why you're wrong.
No, well, that's usually when we can't begin. We can't get started because you're wrong.
That's when Eric needs a purple pill.
Or a blue one.
Sorry. All right, folks. In this episode, we went one ball, three.
What arrests. Are you not gonna let Carl from Burtcorn explain?
No, it's the end of the show. Oh. We went deep, deep, deep inside.
You can't. To her bitch. She has a bitch.
It's up in my eyes.
Explain.
You're such an asshole.
Oh no. We wouldn't want that. We're out of time.
Out of mind, out of pocket, out of time. You're on the hate napkin.
What's the matter, Carla? Nothing.
How about this, Carla? I'll cut you a deal. You can explain in the next episode.